www.bccsa.co.za. Hashtag SFM Talking Point.
Well, the Center for Development and Enterprise is calling on government to improve the way they run the special economic zones. They want government to change some of these economic zones into areas that offer a modified labor market regime in order to attract companies and investment. Anne Bernstein is the executive director at the Center for Development Enterprise. Anne, good morning to you.
Hi, Kathy. Good to be with you.
Yes, let's talk about this issue of the special economic zones. You say in their current format, they're not working. Why?
So we have 11 proclaimed special economic zones, and you have to ask yourself, what challenge are they trying to meet and what's special about these zones? In our view, most of the zones are essentially subsidized industrial parks where we're providing subsidized infrastructure and office and factory space. And we don't think they're dealing with the key constraints to investment in the country, and nor are they making a significant impact on our development prospects. So the key constraints to South Africa's investment and growth are not, if you ask lots and lots of business people, the top issues are not, do we have enough office and factory space and subsidized infrastructure? They're much bigger issues. And we're saying, take one of these zones and use some of the space for a very special zone, a policy reform zone, where we test out what more and more people are calling for. Can this country attract labor-intensive factories and new investors in that kind of activity for export? That's what we want to do. We're saying that Kuga is an ideal place to do that. The country's already invested a lot of money in Kuga. We have an underutilized port. Let's set up a really special zone geared at the country's major challenge, which is unemployment.
What kind of policy reform are you suggesting needs to be implemented in order to make these zones more efficient or more effective, really, in contributing to economic growth?
Well, we're calling for not wholesale reform, but a modified labor market regime in these zones only. So it would be a place where basic health and safety rules apply, where the national minimum wage applies. We want the expanded tax incentive for first-time workers to be expanded to all workers in the zone. We want experienced international managers to be allowed to come and run these kinds of factories, because South Africa doesn't have the knowledge and the network and the know-how anymore on how to run very low-profit kind of factories that can export into global value chains. So we need that. We need imports to be tax-free. And we want everything in this zone to only be for export, so that it wouldn't be too threatening to the rest of the country.
You talk about labor reform in particular, and given the fact that the setup is that of factories, many people would automatically be worried about whether or not the rights of workers would be overlooked in such environments, and how drastically different these proposed labor reforms would be to what currently exists within these specialized economic zones.
Yes, it's a good question, Kathy. Everyone would have democratic rights as apply in the rest of South Africa, the right to organize and to speak out as we have in the rest of the country. But we are saying that collective bargaining agreements in certain sectors of our economy should not apply to this one zone. We're saying you should have factory-level bargaining. So the factory can discuss with the workers what is our approach to piecework, what is our approach to after-hours work, all sorts of things that are absolutely necessary to have flexibility if South Africa is to be able to get into global export chains.
How would these factory-level negotiations take place? Because ultimately, it places an increased responsibility on those who are running some of these operations to be the drivers of the conversation, but also to have good intentions towards their laborers, right? Towards the workers who are part of these organizations. Now, many people automatically distrust an idea of management having the best interests of workers at heart.
Well, Kathy, let's go back to South Africa is stuck. We are gridlocked, where we have the world's deepest unemployment problem, and we are desperate for investment to drive growth and jobs. If we continue the way we are, we will never make progress.
Mm.
What we're saying is it's time to move and try one experiment where basic health and safety conditions apply for all workers, where the national minimum wage applies, but the factory is allowed to negotiate other things with their workers on their own. That's all we're saying about the labor market regime.
Mm-hmm.
And we're saying that because the zone would produce only for export, it won't affect the rights that trade unions have struggled for so long to achieve in South Africa in the rest of the economy. We're also saying that only new activities can take place in the zone, which is not the case, I should say, with the other special economic zones in the country. So we're saying only new factories could start here. And let's see if we liberalize, modify the labor market regime just in a few ways, if South Africa can start to attract these kinds of factories. And it's important to bear in mind two things. This is one of the key routes that has got hundreds of millions of people out of poverty in other countries, in Asia, in Mauritius, and starting in Ethiopia as well. So we're not suggesting something that's never been done in the world, but we're saying this is one practical way in which South Africa can start tackling unemployment.
How would one ensure that these factories, again, don't end up falling into the pattern of some of the sweatshops that have a horrible track record internationally, given the fact that already there's an environment where workers are receiving low wages, there's negotiations around working hours, and I hear you that you're saying they have to adhere to the conditions, the health and safety conditions that exist in our labor law. But we know that already so many companies struggle to do that, even under current conditions.
Well, there are two things here. The first is that we must enforce basic health and safety laws, and it'll be easier to do in a specific zone than in the whole country. So that's number one, and we are in favor of enforcing that. The second is we often hear about the terrible stories in other countries, in Bangladesh or used to be in Hong Kong or China or Vietnam. But actually, if you look at what's really happening there, these are zones of opportunity for people, disproportionately women, who leave rural areas or unemployment and who come into these factories voluntarily and get a foothold into the modern economy. So no one will be forced to do this. And it's important to remember that we pay very little money for our expanded public works program, but we have more people who want these jobs than we can accommodate. We're saying these zones need to conform with the national minimum wage and basic health and safety. And we want to see, we want to experiment to see if we can get on the path that has helped so many hundreds of millions of people in the rest of the world get to a better future. So we're not, everybody, this would be voluntary, this would be an experiment, and this would be easy to manage and control conformity with the rules that we're setting up.
And
yes.
Sorry to come in there very briefly for me. who are you taking this idea to? And, you know, what is the likelihood of you getting a response to whether or not it's something government could consider?
Well, we've already presented the idea to the Department of Trade and Industry and Competition and their special economic zone. We've been talking about this for some time. We're also trying to build on the new people way beyond CDE who are now talking about labor-intensive factories and using a special economic zone to test something like this out. The ANC economic strategy document in 2020, the National Treasury's reform document in 2019, the former President Kgalema Motlanthe's high-level panel report to Parliament, which advocated exactly what we're suggesting. So there are increasing numbers of people, including Joel Nitzatzendi, senior member of the ANC National Executive Committee, who are talking about this kind of thing. Can South Africa take advantage in the disruption to global supply chains, the movement out of China, because conditions have improved so much? Can we do something? So we're hoping with your help and with others, we can get the country talking about this idea and maybe for the first time sitting down and actually discussing how we do this. There are no other ideas, practical ideas on the table.
All right, and we'll continue the conversation in a moment. I'd really love to hear your thoughts on the suggestion. Is it a good idea that South Africa deliberately sets up these operations for low-skilled workers?